Eddie Smith, Black Mambazo, The World in Union on a Thursday. It's Radio Life and Style. And welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in fresh on a Thursday morning, you're with me, Mike, in the morning. And maybe you didn't have the best night last night. Maybe you're not waking up fresh on a Thursday. Maybe you've realized that actually it's not your fault, really. It's just that hunk of foam that you've been sleeping on that really needs an upgrade. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your spouse. You owe it to your health and vitality to be getting a good night's sleep. And, well, of course, you can't engineer a good night's sleep without a great mattress. And when it comes to all matters of sleep satisfaction, well, there's a special guest that I've been chatting to on a fairly regular basis here on Radio Life and Style, getting to understand what constitutes a good night's sleep and what you can be doing about it. And, of course, I'm talking about my special guest, Prasanth Sivanarayan, the CEO and Executive Director at Lilacs and Serta South Africa. He's back in the studio with me in the new month of April, and great to have you back. After World Sleep Awareness Month, Prasanth, we had a lot of education going out in March. We're going to keep the ball rolling in April. What do you say?
Thank you so much, Mike. Great to be back here. Yes, I believe we should. We've had lots of traction with regards to the chats that we've had, and there's a lot of awareness on what we're doing, and people are starting to ask lots of questions, which is great. All we're saying is just make an informed decision, understand what goes into 8 hours of your 24 hours in the day, which is a third of your day.
Yeah.
And that influences the rest of your day and underpins your entire wellness. So yeah, it's great to be back here, and I'm glad that for whatever it's worth, we're considering various things. Ordinarily, you'd walk into a store and just buy a bed, not really understanding the technologies out there and the advancements in the industry. But the great thing about it is the most important thing is you just need to be aware of what you're looking for and the impact it has on you, and just to make an informed decision.
You know what? There is now so much evidence racking up that getting a decent night's sleep, you know, in enough hours, but also making sure that it's the right kind of sleep. It's restful. It's impactful. You're hitting the sleep cycle that you're supposed to. You know, you're going through the REM sleep into the really deep stuff and back up, so that you're getting the full restorative, regenerative, cell repair, all of that stuff that you need to be functioning at your best. And let's be honest, it's a stressful day and age that we're living in. There's lots of pressures that folks are under, and the ability to have a recharge, a real restful night's sleep, sets you up for being able to tackle whatever the next day has. But now there's a whole bunch of buzzwords and things that are floating around out there, and you don't know, how much merit there is in exploring this stuff. For example, something that cropped up on my radar recently, sleep mapping technology. Woohoo! This is the thing that's going to help you understand how to find the right solution for you. Or is it? I don't know. What's your thoughts on this thing?
Well, we've often had this question, it's a great question. It's actually pressure mapping. It is a legitimate technology. Okay. And it uses a thin sensor mat placed on top of a mattress to measure how your body distributes pressure over on the surface.
Okay, so you sleep on this thing?
Yes, and it basically gives you an image of where your pressure points are. Now, generally speaking, we all kind of have the similar pressure points. I mean, all our bodies are kind of similar. You find you've got more pressure at the shoulders, at the hips, yeah, and the back of the legs. So I think it's a great technology, but I think it was initially intended for the medical industry, and somehow it's been brought into the bedding retail industry. And whilst it's as I said, a legitimate technology, it kind of shows you where your pressure is. It actually does not do anything to show you to indicate any support, no pelvic support, spinal support. Doesn't address all of those things. So what happens is and in fact, if you're sleeping on a mattress that's soft, you'll find that there'll be less pressure on certain points because of the fact that your body is sinking in,
yeah,
so to speak.
But that might mean that you're not getting the right support, even though that that image might say, oh, look, this person's not exhibiting as much pressure in the lower whatever region. So that maybe that you would think that's a good thing. But actually, if you're not getting that pushback from the mattress, you're not getting that support, you're going to wake up the next day and you're really going to be feeling quite out of alignment, I would imagine.
Agreed. It actually, as I said, it actually doesn't help you make any more of an informed decision. And it actually, we've actually found that we've had lots of people contact us and basically say they were unhappy with this technology. I mean, we considered this technology many, many years ago, the technology when I was exposed to it abroad. And I had unless the technology changed somewhat, which I haven't heard of, I actually ended up having a debate with one of the guys that was selling because I couldn't quite understand what it was showing. And more importantly, even if it shows you the image of where your pressure points are, I mean, how do you decide which mattress sorts it out?
Yeah.
I mean, and the problem is, and as I spoke about it, I mentioned, I think, in our last conversation as well, that very often we look at a test and very often it's got nothing or very little to do with what the challenges are we need to address. However, with all the noise out there, all the different opinions out there, I think it's important for you to look at things objectively and just try and understand with all the technologies that are out there and the options that are out there. It's basically nice. You should just try and be aware of certain aspects when purchasing a bed. And a lot of it's logical. I mean, if you just consider things, it's a lot of it's just logic.
So, I mean, don't be in a hurry to bring your sleep, your pressure mapping report to the bed shop to say, so take this and help me find a bed. But yeah, like you say, you just use logic. And when I'm logically trying to think through things and I'm looking at other labels and buzzwords that are popping out at me, things like orthopedic versus posturepedic, what do these things mean really?
well, you find the pedic word being thrown around quite often in the industry, and it gives it this
very medical.
Agreed. But having said that, you know, lots of people claim to be orthopedic approved or designed by orthopedics or have the names orthopedics within the name, but the important thing to realize is the fact that if it is endorsed by the association, it's a very different situation. For example, our products that we manufacture are endorsed by the Chiropractic Association of South Africa. To which we've explained our technology to them. They understand it, and yes, we've got an endorsement from them. But more often than not, people make these claims, and when people actually look at it and say, "Well, they'll have orthopedic somewhere in the description," and people often think that it is an endorsement or not. But more often than not, people just use things to be able to make it a more legitimate product or to highlight certain things that it may not really have. So I'm not saying it happens in all instances, but it's very, very often.
Okay,
it happens often.
But now you're starting to get the picture. Just you know, we're trying to give you some information so that you can be, you know, a discerning, an informed buyer. Another big one that gets a lot of press at the moment, bamboo mattresses. It sounds very organic, sounds very natural, it's supposed to have amazing properties. Your thoughts on bamboo?
Well, interestingly enough, I actually saw some of these bamboo mattresses being sold, and they're actually quite affordable, a lot of them. And more often than not, it's just a mattress material with bamboo written on it.
I had very little bamboo.
I had somebody once approach me wanting to sell some fabric to me, and so he says, "No, we've got bamboo fabric." I said, "Oh, it's wonderful. What percentage of bamboo do they have in there?" He says, "No, we've got nothing, but it doesn't matter. You know, you can write whatever you want on it. If I write gold on it, doesn't mean to say it's made out of gold. You know, so listen, look here. Not all mattresses." do that, obviously. But it's important to understand, if they say bamboo, what's bamboo? Is bamboo inside it? It's on top of it? What percentage of bamboo? I mean, there's no, there's you know, it's almost, I mean, we've got a bamboo ticking that we import. That obviously it's that feels it's totally different to what you see that's commercially available on the market. And more often than not, it's, as I said, it's just the cover of the mattress. I mean, what feel is it giving you, what support is it giving you, and how does that relate to comfort and the overall comfort. So it's very important to actually understand the distinction between that and not get caught up in all the noise.
Well, now you're understanding. You're starting to piece it together. And if you are looking, if you're at your desk, if you're at your computer, if you've got your smartphone in your pocket, and you're looking for some portals to go and start making an informed decision, well, I would first and foremost point you to serta.co.za or lilacs.com. And my special guest, Prasanth Sivanarayan, he's the CEO and executive director at Lilacs and Serta South Africa, so he knows his stuff. And talking about the online component, Prasanth, more people seem to be buying mattresses online, and what are the pros and cons of the online marketplace for beds?
Okay, yeah, that's another very, very popular question that we get asked, and more importantly, is people need to understand how to make an informed decision online. Whereas they're even saying that even if they walk in store now, it's more difficult to make an informed decision because people are increasingly unhappy with their purchases.
Yeah,
so. So, in my opinion, I think the latest stats prove show that more than 54% of all Americans, which is obviously considered the largest consumer market globally, active consumer market, it says more than 54% of all of the Americans say they'll buy a bed online. But at the moment, the actual figure is around about 38%, which means that as and when people become more comfortable with it and when you have to change your mattress, I think that will grow exponentially. Now, we have the luxury of following the West with regards to a lot of trends and patterns, and we're starting to notice a huge shift in people buying beds online. So online retail for beds is, I believe, the fastest growing retail category. And that's because, I mean, people are doing their research, they're becoming a little bit more comfortable with what they need to purchase. And they're also realizing one thing, that you actually don't need to feel a bed before you buy it. And these are the people, the early adapters we're talking about. We find there's a particular channel that we're on where we believe we've got the most successful bedding brand on that channel. In fact, arguably the most successful brand, but it's definitely from a bedding perspective.
Yeah.
And that's because the way we advertise it is we've got our accolades in there, all the endorsements. So one of the things you want to look at is, has this product been endorsed and by whom it's been endorsed, what the brand represents, but also more importantly, to understand the technology that's within the brand. And when you actually realize that buying firm, medium, and plush was actually referred to as a comfort when it's actually a feel, as we've spoken about it before. And when you realize that firm, medium, and plush was designed to kind of keep you walking into a store, making you believe that you have to feel a bed before you buy it, the minute you start with that, you're actually on the wrong path.
Yeah, you're sort of missing the point.
Yeah, I agreed. So it's important to understand the support. So a feel is felt on impact, support is experienced over time. But feel, your body can adapt to any feel.
Pretty much.
And what I believe, an uncomfortable mattress is actually has to do with a lack of support. So I believe when you actually understand how to, the various support systems that are out there, you'll then actually realize that, hey, you can, it's easier to make an informed decision online. We actually have, and what we've decided doing is now is like firm, medium, and plush, because they're traditionally at three different price points. People started believing that in order to change a price point, because a price point moved, you have to feel it. But in actual fact, we're actually doing firm, medium, and plush at the same price because it's just a feel.
Ah, well, you see, it's shifting the whole paradigm there. And while South Africa is obviously still catching up to America in terms of online buying trends, and there are still folk who are adamant that, you know, they will only go into a physical store to go and experience and pick the actual one that they want. When it comes to finding a trusted factory outlet, there's a name that I've been hearing more and more about, Blue Rock. Blue Rock Factory Outlet as a solution that offers both affordability and the ability to test beds in person, right?
Agreed. So Blue Rock's our official outlet and clearance center that we have for our brands. Traditionally, we've got 5 Blue Rock outlets around the country. They're actually premium mattress outlets. They showcase all the technologies that are out there. You can actually go online and actually purchase our products online, or you can. We've got a mattress a clearance center, which is based in Johannesburg and Durban, 2 clearance centers at the factories and warehouses.
Fantastic. So our closest bet would be the Meridian Drive.
Umhlanga.
There we go. Outlet Unit 7, Outlet Park, Meridian Drive, Umhlanga. And you don't have to travel far. If you really want to go and walk the aisles, if you're still a bit on the fence about online stuff, but listen, it's the way the world's moving. And when it's time, when you feel like 2026 is only going to get better with a better night's sleep, and I promise you, your year will start to turn around once you start getting a real restful night's sleep. This is the direction I'm going to push you in. So for an online portal, serta.co.za, lilacs.com, of course, your trusted sleep products, sleep solutions, Prasanth, are available at a number of other great trusted online retailers. Any that you'd like to single out?
Well, look, so the best of both technologies is what's actually holding this entire strategy in place, because obviously we've the best of built technology. With us creating that, it actually started asking a whole host of questions in terms of various technologies. It started making us analyze and look at the market and understanding the value of it. So what we're doing is, because we believe that you don't have to necessarily feel a bed in which to buy it, we actually, the best of both is available exclusively online.
Wow.
So it's available at 3 outlets at the moment. You can find them on serta.co.za, or the outlets are zenandzees.com, bedstudio.co.za, and dreamrepublic.co.za. Now, what's happened here is we've actually got, as we were saying, your body adjusts to various feels, but it does not adapt to a lack of support. So we've got best of both in one feel, with one spring system, spring support system, obviously the best of both spring system, support system, and we've only got it available online. So the launch is exclusively online. However, the product is available to view at the Blue Rock Premium Outlet Store, the concept store in Umhlanga, where you can have a look at this technology. So go in, just have a look at what technologies that are out there. And when you actually go through to all the our official retail partners, including Blue Rock, you'll notice something very interesting. In fact, we believe we're definitely the first ones in South Africa, and we actually believe globally, to actually make the purchase of your bed a lot easier and simpler. So basically, all you're doing is selecting, understanding your support system and selecting it, and then just choosing your feel preference, and it'll give you a few beds that would suit what you're looking for.
Huh? You, the technology, the innovation behind a good night's sleep, and you're hearing it from a man who has been personally involved in engineering this new technology, best of both, the support system. Prasanth Sivanarayan is the CEO and Executive Director at Lilacs in Serta, South Africa. Prasanth, thank you for giving us a little bit more insight into what we should be thinking about when it comes to purchasing that mattress. And again, looking at zenandzees.com or dreamrepublic.co.za or the sleepstudio.co.za. Trusted
bed
portal.
Studio,
or the bed studio. I got you there. You heard it on Radio Life and Style. And Prasanth, till next time, my friend.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome day.
You heard it
on
Radio.
Have an awesome weekend. Thanks.
Back to the music with Kelsey Ballerini, and more conversations coming your way in the next hour.